Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Philip Schnorfer is general manager of the Mandarin Oriental Singapore. This is one of the John Portman designed hotels that actually looks rather like a Christmas tree turned inside out. It's got this open atrium that soars up through 21 floors. It's been an institution in Singapore ever since it opened in 1987. Well, it has just reopened after a six-month complete new look. Some of the rooms are barely recognizable from the former hotel. And the enthusiasm of not only general manager Philip Neufer, but also his entire staff is just obvious. Singapore is full of emotion and full of enthusiasm at this time. And I'm going to chat with Philip to find out what's going on. Philip, this is your first festive season in your new guise. Tell me how the hotel looks different now, Philip.
I wish you could see it live, Mary. It looks very different because we went through a 6 months transformation of turning the hotel upside down or completely redesigning it. On top of it, we just completed our festive decoration, which includes the largest gingerbread house in Singapore, which you can walk in.
Tell me about it. How big is it?
It's 12 meters tall and 8 meters wide.
Oh, my goodness.
A proper house.
how on earth are you going to keep it up? Has it got an architectural structure inside it?
Yes, we've built an architectural structure and then we layered it, the walls, the roof and everything, with gingerbread slats. And the pastry chefs have worked extremely hard.
I bet the kitchen has been working flat out. Are you going to eat it, Philip?
I think a lot of the guests will eat it. We did it last year for the first time. And especially the younger guests, they love to nibble away on that.
Yay! Lovely, lovely. Right, we've got festive season coming up. What are you doing? What do Singaporeans like over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then in the run-up to New Year? Share your super thoughts on Singapore.
Sounds good. So festive season in Singapore aligns perfectly because Singaporeans' number one hobby and love for life is eating. So in view that they eat the whole year, they eat even more in the festive season. And all our restaurants and the chefs in each restaurant, they have composed, you know, wonderful menus around the festive season. We have a champagne brunch with Dom Perignon and Ruinart Blanc de Blanc and lobster and oysters and all that good stuff. But people eat a lot, and we do a lot of covers during this entire season, which basically starts here next week. And then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, again, are predominantly driven by brunches, by dinners, between our all-day dining, our Italian, our Chinese, our Japanese, our steakhouse. There's really food galore everywhere. And then we finish it off on New Year's Eve with a giant gala on our outdoor deck, which overlooks the Singapore skyline. And Singapore invests every year heavily in about 45 minutes of firework and drone show. And it's a wonderful event with live music, more food, more drinks. But the firework is then always the grand finale. And I think last year they stopped there around 4 in the morning. So wherever life...
Goodness. But it's always seems rather extraordinary. You talk about Singaporeans eating a lot. And that's one of my first memories, the first time I came to the superb city-state, how much people ate. And yet, when we look at Singaporeans in the street, they're so slim. What's their secret, do you think?
I think their secret is that they eat a lot of seafood. I mean, they also eat a lot of noodles, but I think in general, a lot of seafood, and that somehow combined with exercise skims them. But I ask myself the same question as you do. How do they stay so skinny with all the food they consume?
Now, Singapore has just been awarded a blue zone status together with Okinawa, Loma Linda in the Californian desert, that's the Seventh-day Adventist community, and four or five other places around the world, which are the healthiest when it comes to overall lifestyle. And according to the brilliant Live to 100 program on Netflix, Singapore has really stressed exercise, lots of walking. Are you noticing that they are, the Singaporeans are going healthy, so to speak?
Very healthy. They, when you're out in mornings or evenings or afternoons or weekends, people are very, very, very active here. Interestingly enough, despite the tropical heat. So people walk a lot, people cycle a lot. Food and in general a healthy lifestyle combined with very, very regular health checks is a very, very common tool. It almost reminds me a little bit of California, I have to say.
Ah, well, you just don't have the politics of California. You stay right where you are, Philip. Do you find you are living more healthily being in Singapore?
I've always lived very healthy. I run four times a week. I eat healthy food. So no, I didn't have a change in my diet or exercise schedule. With the only exception that because the weather is always nice, it's warmer to run than doing it in the snow of Boston.
I'm sure that's where you were before in Boston. Philip, tell me about your team, your colleagues. How many people are you employing?
So we have a total of 530 employees here at the hotel.
And what do you do for them over festive season?
So we have the same there. It's all about food in Singapore. So we make sure the colleagues get the same treatment, and be that goose in the colleagues' dining restaurant, be that goodies, be that we have what is always one of my most famous activity in the year. We have every year towards the end of December a Christmas family day. And even though, you know, Singapore, you know, has really three religions, correct? Or between Muslims and Hindus and Christians, correct? It's a very, very balanced thing. Everybody comes to this and they bring their entire family, their children, and we have a day in the ballroom where Santa is joining and where there's games and food. And that's a very, very special day because I get to spend a day with not only the colleagues, but with their families and grandchildren and nephews and aunts. And I always enjoy a lot to meet the extended family.
Goodness gracious, how many people will be at the day-long party, do you think?
It's always around 1,000 people come and go. It's a very, very busy day. But it's a big family when we all come together, which is nice.
Now, this is interesting. This is an occasion to get through to the next generation. How do you think the next generation of Singaporeans is thinking about hospitality, Philip?
That's a very good question. And the government actually themselves incentivize hospitality tremendously and want to make sure that Singaporeans continue to enjoy working in hospitality, which has not always been the case, correct? I think Singaporeans in general tended to more enjoy being lawyers, doctors, politicians. Hospitality was not the number one pick necessarily, I think especially by parents for their children. However, because of all these initiatives, very good hospitality education, we see a real uptick that younger Singaporeans enjoy working in hospitality.
Oh, that's very important, that word enjoy, because I'm I'm sitting across from you now, and Philip, you're smiling because you obviously love what you do, and this needs to be imparted to all those around you. And it obviously is, because some of the other professions that you mentioned earlier, they don't sound fun. They actually send you to sleep. But this is fun. Now, of your team, how many are not Singaporean, Philip?
30%.
And where do they come from?
Malaysia, Indonesia, India, Korea, Thailand, Taiwan. Those are the key markets here in Singapore, and where many of the neighboring countries enjoy coming to Singapore to work and live because of the overall living conditions one can find here.
So, my goodness gracious, you have this Asian workforce. You have a lot of enthusiasm for life. You have the brand, because Mandarin Oriental has been in Singapore for some time now. Let's talk about the guests who will be staying with you over festive, the ones who are actually staying overnight. During the pandemic, Singapore was topping the list when it came to staycations. Is that still the case?
Absolutely, Mary. And interestingly enough, you know, when in my last stint here from 08 to 12, already then it was a case. Singaporeans love staycation and they do them very, very regularly. And so will they do over the festive season. So, you know, we have a good mix of locals who actually move in here over Christmas and predominantly over New Year's, also because of our location and you oversee and the fireworks. But in particular on New Year's Eve, over 60% of our occupancy is local occupancy.
Wow.
I often have foreign guests, they complain, said, I need a room, why is the hotel already fully booked? People love to move into the hotel for any sort of occasion, which is nice. I enjoy that.
That's lovely. And it spreads the word in the city. Come and stay at Mandarin Oriental Singapore. I have seen staycationers in Japan lining up at front desk about 3 hours before check-in.
And same here.
Oh, it is? How do you cope with this pre-check-in when they've arrived and they can't get in their rooms yet?
So in our true moments of delight, what we always like to do, correct? We anticipate those, and I have to say we are, you know, being a 500 room hotel, we have the luxury, because towards the end of December the corporate travel slows down, that when these pockets come we can give rooms earlier, and no matter where you come from, Singapore or wherever in the world, whenever we can, we give you a room for your early check-in. We work in a way that housekeeping has them always prepared after checkout the night before rather than doing it the next day, and then allow people to check in early from that regard. For those where we can't, we often invite them to have a quick meal in a restaurant, enjoy the pool already. So we normally do not face the issue that people wait very, very long for their rooms. And if they wait, it's an enjoyous wait.
If they hear about that, they're going to start arriving earlier and earlier. We're going to have to be careful. But as you say, that word enjoyment, they're enjoying it from the moment that they arrive. And that's really, really good. Do they come by car, the locals, or do they tend to come by other means?
As you will recall, cars are extremely expensive in Singapore, yet I'm always amazed how many cars are there around for the price they charge. And yes, majority come by car, and we are connected to the Marina Square, so we have a very large car park in cooperation with the shopping mall. But we also have guests who come by Uber or Grab here, it's called. We have people come by bicycle. So they use all means of transportation, and of course public transportation in Singapore, probably one of the best in the world. So people use that too.
It sounds as though it's going to be a particularly busy time. But then Singapore is always busy. You had Grand Prix a few months ago. What have you got coming up to at the beginning of 2024, Philip?
As you said, I mean, if there's one city which has a calendar which is always packed, it's Singapore, correct? Be that financial conferences, car launches, a very, very big event, what's always in January is, of course, Art Week, what comes here. And then the calendar just continues between sports events. You have Taylor Swift coming in March next year, which is a big hype. And her original plans of doing 2 concerts has been extended to 5 concerts, all sold out within hours. You have Coldplay coming at the beginning of next year. So Singapore, or the Singapore Tourism Board, serves us extremely well. And I have to take my hat off to them that they make sure there is enough events for all walks of life to attract people to come to Singapore.
Now, I don't think I've ever said this to a busy and highly successful general manager before. Philip, it sounds as though you are going to need a holiday to recover from festive season, but you're smiling and you're obviously loving it. This is the mood, getting ready for festive at Mandarin Oriental Singapore.